It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The potential for medical advancements in fighting disease and developing drugs can come from human stem cells. Associate Professor of Bioengineering Ipsita Banerjee of the University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering recently received a grant from the National Science Foundation to study the possible mass production of stem cells. She joins us to discuss her research and the impact it could have on medicine. Ipsita Banerjee, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a comment or a question about the research that Dr. Banerjee is doing, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm and on Twitter at esspgh. Give us a layman's explanation, if you would, Dr. Banerjee, of what stem cells do.
Well, stem cells are these unique cells which the body uses to repair organs and to regenerate organs. So in adult body, all different organs have their own stem cells. Say, for example, liver would have a liver stem cell. And when the liver is damaged, the body uses these stem cells to regenerate the liver. Similarly, bone marrow would have bone marrow stem cells. So these class of stem cells are called the adult stem cells. The other class of stem cells which we are working on is the pluripotent stem cell. The pluripotent stem cells are not present in the adult body, but they have the potential to produce all different organs in the body. So in the lab, we can use pluripotent stem cells to give rise to a liver or a brain, a pancreas, a heart, or any different organs in the body. So essentially, stem cells have the potential to regenerate organ.
We often hear about embryonic stem cells. What is the difference between embryonic stem cells and other stem cells?
So embryonic stem cells are derived from human embryo. It was originally derived from human embryo during early development. Adult stem cells are present in the adult body. Now, embryonic stem cells, as compared to adult stem cells, again, has the potential to give rise to all different cell types. And all different cell types really came from embryonic stem cells. And what I referred to as pluripotent stem cells, they function very similarly as embryonic stem cells, but they are not derived from embryo. They are reprogrammed from a skin cell or an adult cell type. So we can now take a patient's cell and reprogram that, maybe a skin cell, and reprogram that to become pluripotent and function exactly the same as embryonic stem cell to give rise to any other organ in the body.
And how do you plan to mass produce them?
So our idea now is as these stem cells are moving closer and closer to the clinic, the need for the number of stem cells is huge now to treat a patient. Now, conventionally, the way stem cells are cultured are they are grown on these tissue culture plastic surfaces attached to the surfaces. Now, if you want to mass produce, in the same configuration, you would need a huge amount of surface area to get the desired billions of cells to treat a patient. That is restrictive. But the way to go around it is to use the volume instead of the surface area. And that means that instead of having the cells attached to a surface, you can culture these cells in suspension in the media volume. And many of the cells would do just fine in this configuration, which is called the suspension culture. However, with pluripotent stem cells, it's not that simple because pluripotent stem cells like being with other cells. They do not survive alone. It's very difficult to have a single pluripotent stem cell in suspension surviving alone. So this is where our research comes in, and what we are proposing to develop is a new way of culturing these pluripotent stem cells as single cells in suspension by sort of tricking them into thinking that they have other cells surrounding them.
Tricking the cells.
Tricking the cells, yeah.
And how do you do that?
So what we are proposing to do is embed the cells or encapsulate these cells into beads and put these beads in suspension culture. Now, we will design specific peptides within the bead. And when the cell binds with these peptides, it will think it has another cell next to it, when in reality, it is really alone binding with the peptide. And we hope that there is enough reason for us to hypothesize that that will keep the cell alive and will give rise to a huge number of cells and hence mass produce the cells.
This sounds like a very delicate and difficult process.
It is not straightforward. It is a delicate process, but over the last few years, we have extensively studied how to encapsulate the cells in the bead and how to culture these cells in suspension. Now, the most important part of this study would be to design the peptide in order to allow single-cell suspension culture, which has not been accomplished yet. But we have reasonable training needed to achieve this work.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Ipsita Banerjee, who is an associate professor of bioengineering at the University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering. She recently received a grant from the National Science Foundation to study the possible mass production of stem cells. If you have a comment or a question for our guest, chemical engineering, what did I say? I said bioengineering. Okay, chemical engineering. I beg your pardon. Ipsita Banerjee is an associate professor of chemical engineering and bioengineering. Okay, oh, you wanted me to include both. Okay, well, I think we've clarified that now. Thank you for clearing that up. And if you have a comment or question, something that you're confused about or want to understand better about this process of mass-producing stem cells, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. How long have you been studying stem cells, and what spurred your initial interest in this line of research?
So that's interesting because me, by training, I am a chemical engineer. All my degrees, my graduate work, everything has been in chemical engineering. Now, right about the time when I was graduating, there was a lot of excitement on how engineers can contribute to the field of medicine. And along the same time, when I was starting my postdoctoral research, stem cell was being stabilized, the culture of stem cells was being stabilized, and there was a lot of excitement on the potential of stem cell in disease therapy. So me, with my engineering training, interested in contributing to medicine, I wanted to see if I can contribute to bring engineering and stem cells closer to clinical therapy. So, but when I started 10 years back, that was 10 years back that I started my postdoctoral research, this was more of a hope. I didn't realize that within 10 years, the stem cell field would move so fast and we are so standing so close to actually realizing the potential of stem cells in clinical therapy.
Have you encountered the ethical issues of stem cell production? There's been some controversy surrounding the use of these, particularly the embryonic stem cells.
Yes. So earlier, when work started on embryonic stem cell, there were certainly some ethical concerns, not so much in the scientific community, but the main concern was that these cells were derived from an embryo. But these cells, what they provided was really the basis to show that it is possible to generate organs in the laboratory. But then the field moved from embryonic to the pluripotent stem cell because of Shinya Yamanaka's contribution, where he demonstrated that we can take a patient-specific cell and reprogram it to be exactly like an embryonic stem cell, which won him the Nobel Prize. And with that, what it makes it possible is for a patient, we can take a patient-specific cell, an adult cell, not an embryonic cell anymore, an adult cell, reprogram it to have the same potential of embryonic stem cells and recreate organ and transplant it back. So that's really phenomenal, and it's beyond any of the ethical issues which was initially associated with embryonic cells.
And the embryonic cells can do so much, and people have taken sides on this issue, but conservative political figures like Nancy Reagan, for example, has advocated for the use of those. And of course, her husband, President Reagan, Ronald Reagan, tragically died from the effects of Alzheimer's, which is something that the embryonic cells can help fight. We have Penny from Jefferson Hills on the line with a question. Hi, Penny. You're on with Dr. Banerjee.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Dr. Banerjee, I was wondering, your research sounds to me like it could really significantly impact the treatment of multiple sclerosis with stem cells. And I was wondering, I know nobody has a crystal ball, but if you could possibly predict when that stem cell treatment for multiple sclerosis might become available. I know some people are doing this in other parts of the country, but obviously what you're doing would be helpful.
Well, thank you for the question, Penny, and we've got about a minute here. So with that in mind, go ahead and answer Penny's question, Dr. Banerjee.
Thank you very much, Penny, for the question. We are really very close to achieve the clinical potential of pluripotent stem cells. Things have moved really fast over the last 10 years, and it's looking very promising that over the next 5 to 10 years, multiple organs would be possible to treat. Multiple organs can be recreated using pluripotent stem cells, functional organs, and there are already clinical trials in which are starting to be initiated. So I would expect 5 to 10 years, and that's why we are coming in to meet that need to produce the cells in sufficient number that the number of cells doesn't become restrictive when it is actually possible to go clinical with these treatment.
Very good. Well, it's interesting research, and we look forward to hearing more about the results of it. We've been talking with an associate professor of chemical and bioengineering, Ipsita Banerjee of the University of Pittsburgh Swanson School of Engineering, who recently received a grant from the National Science Foundation to study the possible mass production of stem cells. Ipsita Banerjee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me over.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.